Trumpinator. Welcome to this Present Truth program. I'm your host, Rick Rodriguez. Today is April the 10th, 2026, Friday. Podcasts are archived on thispresenttruth.com. My contact information is Rick Rodriguez, P.O. Box 872, Longmont, Colorado, 80502. Trumpinator. Presently, Donald Trump is in a skirmish with Megyn Kelly, Tucker Carlson, Candace Owens, Alex Jones. How do I begin? Well, I suppose I should explain myself. With Donald Trump. Donald Trump, in previous programs, I've referred to him as destroyer of dynasties. You don't mess with Donald Trump, because he is in the Bible, in the book of Revelation, chapter 17, verse 10. It is the story. The Revelation chapter 17 is a snapshot of a kingdom that Christ presented to the Apostle John, who documented this chapter. It is futuristic, a nation in the future, a great nation, a nation, a beast nation, a nation like no nation ever in mankind's history. And it, in verses 9, 10, and 11, gives us presents to the people reading the book of Revelation. It's a presentation of the final seven presidents of this great kingdom, great nation, great empire. An empire, again, like no empire in mankind's history. What makes it great is technology and knowledge. What makes it great is witchcraft, sorcery. A great nation that has its birth in witchcraft, in sorcery, in the occult, and will finish its 250-year existence, basically, in witchcraft. Donald Trump is in verse 10, again, chapter 17, verse 10. He is the seventh king of a group. There will be one king administration that follows him, which would be one of the previous presidents. I call them presidents of the United States of America. One of the presidents that was at one time president that had left office will return to office following Donald Trump. Because the way things are escalating internationally in this country and internationally, things that are being shaken in America, in Europe, in the Middle East, in Asia, in Africa, the whole world, Central America, things being shaken in Mexico, because of the shaking that is taking place, which is a concept that is throughout the Bible when it comes to the final years before the second coming of Israel's Messiah. There would be, the nations would be in, you might say, upheaval. They are in upheaval. Donald Trump is the seventh king of a group of seven. I'll read it to you. Revelation chapter 17, verse 9. The whole chapter, verse 9. This calls for an understanding mind. The seven heads are seven mountains on which the woman is seated. The seven heads are seven mountains. The seven mountains are the seven mountains or the seven hills of Washington, D.C. Number one, Capitol Hill. Number two, Meridian Hill. Number three, Floral Hills. Number number three, Floral Hills. Number four, Forest Hills. Five, Hillbrook. Six, Hillcrest. Seven, Knox Hill. The seven hills of Washington, D.C. are mentioned in Revelation chapter 17, verse 9. Then verse 10 says, I'm going to use the term presidents. Five presidents have fallen. The one is, which is number six. The other hasn't yet come. Number seven, Donald John Trump. When that king comes, he must remain for only a short time. So he will not get of his two elected, he was elected three times, but he'll only be in position twice, 2016 to 2020, then from 2024 into the present term. He will not finish this term. He will not get full 4 year. He will not get a full 4 year period. He will continue for a short time. Another translation, he will continue for a short space. He must continue. He must remain. Must meaning there will be great opposition to the seventh president, the final, one of the final presidents of the United States of America. He must continue in spite of all opposition, which, whether it be government, whether it be foreign governments, whether it be the deep state or the shadow government or the military or the people, the families that rule the country, or witchcraft, he must continue until he has accomplished what has been given to him to accomplish. He is not yet done. His term, his time is coming to an end. How that will end, I've speculated, I don't know. Maybe health, impeachment, not death. The seventh king, Donald John Trump. This is my view. This is my interpretation of the book of Revelation, chapter 17, the United States of America being the end time empire, a hegemonic power, a nation that is unique in every way, unique in location, We sit between two oceans, the Pacific and the Atlantic. And you could say the American Gulf and the Great Lakes to the north. We're unique in time, a nation that has roughly less than a 300-year existence. But in that 300-year existence, roughly 250, we'll be celebrating this year 250 years. And who will be doing the hosting the activities on July 4th? Well, I believe it will be Donald Trump. But in this 250 years, we have become a hegemonic power economically, militarily, politically, with technology, with exploration. We're a nation of abundance, a nation that is, for a unique, in a unique sense, we are very, very blessed. Because initially we would be a nation that would be a blessing to the nations of the world. And as we mature as a nation, we will become evil. We will not have the retain the innocence of our youth. We will become diabolical as a nation, sinister, evil, corrupt. And it just so happens that Donald Trump, as the seventh president, has been placed by God, by Yahweh, in the position for a great plan of Christ internationally. America will be used for many different, will be used in many different ways, some positive, mostly negative, eventually. But Donald Trump, Trumpinator, he is the destroyer of dynasties. When he became president, when he began his run for president, he was planning to run in 2012. And in June, just before he had to announce his candidacy, he realized that it was not yet time. The Obama administration, the sixth king, number six, had to have a full 8 years. And Donald Trump instinctively knew that with the Tea Party, it was in its infancy, he wouldn't have a chance. But he waited, and his opponents in the Republican Party, every one of the candidates, Donald Trump eliminated them one by one. With the Bush family, Jeb Bush planning to run, you have daddy, you have a son, and he was going to have a second son, George Jr. and Jeb Bush, to continue the Bush dynasty. And Donald Trump destroyed the Bush political dynasty forever. Next would be the Clinton dynasty. Bill Clinton is a Rockefeller. His mother was a Rockefeller. It is in research. Winthrop Rockefeller is his real father. And Bill is, through nefarious, well, not nefarious, just through the way that this country can hide things, he wasn't Jefferson Clinton. He was William Jefferson Rockefeller Clinton. He's a Rockefeller. His wife You can go to search engines, not Google, go other search engines, and you'll find that Bill and Hillary are cousins. I was going to name this program the Labyrinth of Deception. Maybe I should have named it the Labyrinth of Deception. Throughout this country, Revelation chapter 17, the United States of America, a nation full of deception, a labyrinth of evil. Yes, America is great. There are two, basically, Americas, to view it simply. There is a corporation. There is a family-owned corporation. Which family? You can read extensively on one family going back to 1870s by the name of John D. Rockefeller. It is a family business. Practically speaking, America is a family business. It is a family corporation. It is a family industry. The country belongs to a family. The principle is throughout the scripture. If you go back to Egypt with the pharaohs, it was a family business, family institution, family government. Then you go to Israel, the nation of Israel. It's a government, but it is a family. The families of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. It is a country. It is a family. Then, in this country, you look at what the change that took place in 1860, 70, 80. There was an investment made by the Rothschild family in Europe. And the Rothschilds realized that, and the other countries, they knew that America was unique. We were a unique country, society. It was a unique land. Massive land of the wealth in the earth, the timber, water, the farmland, fertile. Back then they didn't import fertilizer. It was already naturally in the ground. It existed. The Rothschild family is unique as a family. The father and five sons. It took a family. Going back to the principle of families owning areas of the world. The Rothschild family, five sons. Each of these sons with a vision by Mayor Amschel Rothschild was the father who would give birth to five boys, and five boys that have control of the banking system in Europe. Each had a bank in different areas of Europe. And through this family, basically, Europe became a family business. The family owned basically Europe through finance. So it was a family that controlled Europe. Well, the Rothschilds, they realized that their threat was America, the new colonies, the big threat were the Christian religious people, the true Christian people. On the Mayflower, you had the occult families come over, the Collins family. A young man in Aurora, Colorado, by the name of James Holmes, his family, going back generations, came over on the Mayflower. But on the Mayflower, you had the Christian people from different Christian families, like Methodists, Presbyterians, Catholics. So they came over also. The threat to the Rothschild family and the threat to all of the families throughout time have been, before Christ, the Jewish people. After Christ, the Christian people. The threat to Rome, the Christian people, the true Christian people, not in name only, not those that had the name of being Christian but were not truly Christian. They were nominal Christians in name only. And today you have people claiming to be Christian, which can mean you're light-skinned or from the West, or you can claim to be a believer in God, in Christ, but in name only. You don't live the Christian life. The threat to the Rothschild family presently and back then was the United States of America. Now, I've just decided with Trumpinator, this program, I think the next program I'm going to just name the Labyrinth of Deceit or Deception, because I'm going to have to flow over another program or two, because the United States is unique. This country is different, and it is different because Christ in Matthew chapter 4, there was a visit. There was the devil came to visit Christ. And in that visit, I refer to it as a interview. Christ was being interviewed for employment. And the devil wanted to employ Christ in his plan in the world, in the cosmos. And the United States, in a second of time, Christ was carried into the future to our present time and had a view of the world as it exists presently, with the technology in outer space, with our exploration in outer space, exploration into the sea, into history. It's deep. It's very, very, it detailed what America is. And Satan, in a moment of time, gave Christ the view of what he would build in the future, and especially what Satan would build as his empire kingdom to rule the world. It would be the United States of America. So this is deep. Now, the Rothschilds, their enemy has always been Christianity. Are they Jewish? Possibly. Are they loyal to the Jewish people? possibly not. Are they religious Jews? Religious, yes, but to the faith of the Hebrew people, Judaism, and the laws of Moses, most likely, no. They wanted to find, they needed a way in which they could extend their power structure into this new country, into the United States. And I've never presented it this way before. And this is why it's going to take me a while, maybe more than one program, because I have to, I want to stay on a line to help the audience, hopefully, see what the Bible says about America, what the Bible says about Donald Trump, how God has used Donald Trump to destroy dynasties and to destroy people that have attacked him. They don't do well. They end up, you know, they end up being ridiculed. And right now you have Candace Owens, you have Tucker Carlson. Not going to end well for these people. Not going to end well for Megyn Kelly. I hate to say, it's probably not going to end well for Alex Jones. Donald Trump has been put in place by the Lord, by God, by Christ himself. Christ had John document the seven final presidents of the United States of America. He had John document the book of Revelation, the United States of America, a great empire, a great beast empire, a culture that is corrupt, a culture that is prostituting, having the nations of the world prostitute themselves and their peoples for the agenda of this harlot in Revelation 17. Now, going back to, again, the Rothschild family, as America began to expand, the colleges were Christian colleges, Christian universities, Princeton, Harvard, Yale. Without the Christian people, Yale would not exist, Harvard would not exist, Princeton would not exist, all of the basic colleges and universities of the country would not exist. These Christian people, they put together. It wasn't a occupation. They weren't teachers and educators because that was their occupation. That's not what the Christian people should, their attitude or their, not attitude, well, attitude also. But with Christian people, the principles in the doctrines of Christ is we have been given abilities. The Christian people have been given abilities. And using those abilities, they are able to live and be prosperous, but they contribute to society using those abilities. I'll give you an example. In high school, I wasn't a Christian, just Catholic, not born again, but I knew God did exist. I knew God was real. But I didn't realize that most of the teachers, male and female teachers, from the time I was young to the time I graduated, these individuals, probably 70%, were either Lutheran or Presbyterian, or some were Catholic, they were basically the Catholic teachers end up in the convents or in the Catholic Church in Catholic education. But they were Baptists. But this was not just an occupation. They were using the abilities and talents that God had given them for society. It was ministry, not as pastors, but using their giftings, they knew that it was God's call, God's will. They were given a purpose in life by using their educating skills. And I realized most of my coaches were Christian. They were religious. The women, for the most part, many were Christians. It was like the Red Cross. The Red Cross initially were Christian people that would go to the battlefields to help people, knowing they would die, but it was a calling. It was a duty. And those in the hospitals were great. The hospitals in the past were great. People were truly taken care of because there was true Christian compassion. It wasn't just 8 to 5, get a paycheck. It was more than that. There was a conscious duty to God to help their fellow man. So these men that come to this country built this country. It was the Christian concept. It was the teachings of the Apostle Paul that made the United States what it is. The devil worshipers always, those that have always hated God, they would have a background in their parents' religion, and they would leave. Once they would have their education, they would leave thought, Christian thought or biblical thought, and go their own way. And they would build the world. And they would be employed, going back to Matthew chapter 4, after this was an interview, a job interview. Satan is trying to, you know, employ Christ into building his kingdom, the devil's kingdom. And Christ, basically, we know the story if you've read Matthew 4. He doesn't go along with the schemes of the devil. And it says the devil leaves for a short season. The devil leaves. Well, the devil had to keep return because the objective was to have Christ crucified. But in the meantime, the other concept is this. Satan, to build his kingdom, to build the world the way it is built today, especially in America, we get to see the best of everything. We get to drive the best, live in the best, eat the best, educated if you want to be educated in systems that used to be the best, no longer the best. Satan went out to find those that would be loyal to him, and he would give them their heart's desire if they would help and they would be a part of building the great kingdom of darkness. The kingdom that would be opposed to everything related to Yahweh, to Messiah, to the Bible, to good, to the conscience. So, going back now to the Rockefeller, the Rothschild family. In 2007, I believe it was 2007, I was doing radio in Las Vegas, Nevada, a little Christian station, KKVV, Sunday program. And there was a gentleman by the name of Ralph Epperson. And I had heard Ralph Epperson through the years here in northern Colorado. And I just had a feeling one day to give Ralph a call. I'd never visited with him before. I found his number through his advertising. He was advertising his books. And I decided to give him a call. And in our visit, we were just... I had mentioned that I had a radio program. I'd like him to come on as a guest if he would like to. So he asked me where I'm recording or where I transmit from. And I said, right here in Las Vegas, Nevada. He goes, in Clark County? And I said, yeah. He said, I've written a book. I've been doing some YouTube videos on Jesse James. And he said, Jesse James didn't die as recorded. He lived. And eventually, Jesse James, he built Las Vegas, Nevada. He built the railroad from L.A. to the desert. And he was eventually became, I think it was a senator of in Montana. I almost want to say governor, but I'll stay with senator. But he had a big copper mine in Montana. Jesse James changed his name to William Andrews Clark. William Andrews Clark, Clark County, Nevada. And then eventually... Ralph Epperson believed that it was Jesse James, alias William Andrews Clark, that sold the guns to the Indians at Custer's Last Stand. So Clark was all over the place. He was very wealthy. Later on, I found that he may have actually started the Kennecott, I think it's the Kennecott mine in Salt Lake City, copper. And Clark, as I believe as senator, he would actually spend time in Washington. I should check to see if he was actually governor. Now, Jesse James had taken this alias from William Andrews Clark, who was born in Pennsylvania, came out west, and Jesse James killed him and took his name. So eventually, Jesse James was wanted not only for train robberies, but for murder. So he took the, would be identified as William Andrews Clark from that point on. And with James, he went to Missoula, Montana, and that's where he eventually began copper mining. Well, it's been a while since I had to actually look back at the program with Ralph Epperson and some of my notes. But I think that eventually Clark spends time in Europe and he married a woman that I believe was from France. And her name was Anna Eugenia Chapelle. I think she was French. There are many different stories. And Clark spent time in Washington, D.C. So I know that he knew John D. Rockefeller. Also, John D. Rockefeller, the father, senior, had spent time in, I believe it was North or South Dakota. I have an article. I haven't finished reading it. But he did spend time in the Dakotas. And I believe that because of the gold that was in a unique kind of a gold in the Dakotas. I'm pretty sure that William Andrews Clark, or I'm going to just use the term Jesse James, that James knew about that and knew and probably had visited with Rockefeller in the Dakotas. Now, Rockefeller, the father, had a family. He had two families, one the family in the East Coast, a family in the Midwest, in the Dakotas. Some say maybe even into Wisconsin. And he eventually ends up in Europe. And while he's in Europe as a senator, I know that he must have had some contact with the Rothschild families, especially in France. And he has two daughters, Huguette and Andrea. Andre and Huguette. Huguette, his a younger daughter, died, probably in the last decade, leaving a massive fortune. And there's been a battle for the family wealth. I haven't heard what's happened recently, but so somewhere along the line, in my view, there were two families that were being, you might say, courted by the Rothschilds. Jesse James, or Clark, was known to, for the most part, be the wealthiest person at that time, not only in America, but probably because of the gold and the copper and the silver in the world. So naturally, again, the Rothschilds were looking for a foothold in the United States, a way to expand their business. Now I'm going to go and I'm going to present something to the audience that you may or may not understand. You may agree with, disagree, it's okay. But I'm going to present something to you from a biblical perspective, from a perspective, like I had stated at the beginning of this hour or the beginning of this program. The birth of this country, according to Isaiah 47, the United States would have its beginning in the occult, in witchcraft, in sorcery. The devil would be involved. At its end, the devil would be involved, and America's demise would be due to witchcraft. I know with the patriot community, the love of country, I do love the good aspects of the United States of America, the corporation and all of the evil and the shadow government, which is no longer a shadow. It's out of the shadows. It's in your face. A group that has been placed by a family and by forces, hidden forces in positions in government, state government, local government, regional government, city government, education, etc., on and on. This country, there is that part of the country that is anti-Christ in the spirit of it. It is anti-God, anti-Christ. The target, like the Rothschilds, their target has always been true Christianity. This is why there's been a campaign in Europe to destroy Christian churches, whether it be Catholic, Lutheran, Anglican, Presbyterian, you name it. Christianity is the big threat to the kingdom of darkness, to the devil's kingdom. Same in this country. So now, the Rothschilds, in my view, there's William Andrews Clark, and the Rockefellers began to, John D. Rockefeller now had been already in business, enterprise, selling kerosene to the Chinese. He had been beginning to make his move on railroads. They discovered oil in Ohio, I believe it was. So the Rockefellers were beginning to gain momentum, and they had power with government and with in industry, business. They had that mindset. John D. Rockefeller and son had the mindset. And eventually you would have five brothers, just identically to what had happened in Europe with the Rothschild family. Five brothers in the United States taking a same pattern. Backing up, you had two possible candidates to employ by the Rothschilds. The Rothschilds had two candidates, either Jesse James / William Andrews Clark, businessman, and or the Rockefeller family. Now, the Rockefeller family supposedly was Christian, and they were supposedly religious. Jesse James, on the other hand, wasn't. Ralph Epperson on YouTube's, you can go to, I think, the title of the programs, Jesse James Did Not Die. You put in Jesse James, Ralph Epperson, YouTube will come up with it. Very fascinating. Now, I asked Ralph if he knew of the Rockefellers and Clark ever meeting. He didn't know. He said, I don't, in my research, I haven't seen that. I found an article, and it says that John D. Rockefeller actually had also invested in oil with William Andrews Clark. I believe it was in Ohio. So they knew each other. I found the proof. They did know each other, I assume, because a senator from Montana spending time in Washington, D.C., you would have to at some point run into the Rockefeller family, especially if you are mining copper. Wherever there's copper, there's gold. So if you're in any kind of mining operation, there's going to be talk. Then on top of that, everybody knew that this individual, Jesse James, had put this line, the railroad line, in from L.A. to Las Vegas, Nevada. Did the Rockefeller family, John D. Rockefeller and son, did they know the truth about William Andrews Clark? Did they know who he was? I'm not sure. The Rothschild family, birds of a feather stick together. They would never look to do business with Christian people. The Rothschilds, the evidence is that they have been deeply involved in the occult in secret societies, and time would prove that also the Rockefeller family would be involved in the occult secret societies. Jesse James was also involved in witchcraft. So who would the Rothschilds pick? This goes back to Donald Trump. But like I say, I'm going to continue this as a series. I have to. Because Donald Trump, the attack on him is from occult powers, families, even with Tucker Carlson. I believe that, I'm going to just take a sidestep. I believe that Carlson's father was at some point influenced by a group out of Europe, England, the city of London, Pilgrim Society. And also with Candace Owens. Candace Owens marries an individual. His last name is Farmer. His father's name is Michael Farmer. And Michael Farmer is, I believe he runs the gold exchange in London, in Britain. And he is related, or he is affiliated with Pilgrim Society. If he, the father, is related or involved with Pilgrim Society, casually, at a distance, or directly, then the boy who Candace Owens would marry is also involved in with his father's, absolutely, father-like son. The father, the son, would also be involved and know about the Pilgrim Society. And then, just recently, I forget where I heard this, that the boy, I can't remember his name, is gay. And now there's evidence coming out, what I have heard. I can't prove it just yet. Excuse me. That Candace may be gay also. It would make sense that the father, Michael Farmer, is an absolute Donald Trump hater, because Pilgrim Society, the greatest threat ever in the last 120 years to Pilgrim Society, has been Donald Trump. There's never been a threat to this secret society, Pilgrim Society in the city of London, and the sister chapter in the city of New York. There's never been a threat to the power structure and to the power dominance of Pilgrim Society like Trumpinator. Never, ever. And Candace and her husband are one in a plan, I believe, to destroy this president. It says in Revelation 17, verse 10, he must continue for a short space. There is going to be conflict with Donald Trump all through his presidency. There will never be a time when the forces on the other side will ever ease up, let up, back down. They will always, the Democratic Party, the people in the MAGA, not the MAGA, in the Rhino Republican Party, and the corporations and the media, which is basically the media is CIA, which has been directed by what I believe is Pilgrim Society, Europe, and New York City, to destroy Donald Trump. Why? Because this is interfering with, remember, Matthew 4. Fall down and worship me, and I will give you the kingdoms of the world. Christ was being employed, and still there are people today in a principle that are building that kingdom for Lucifer. These are the employees of the devil. Maybe they know it because they're in secret societies. They're well aware of it. There are others that are employed by these secret societies and by the corporations that are basically innocent. There are many people that are involved with destroying Donald Trump. They don't realize what they're doing. But then there are those that are absolutely clear that Donald Trump is the big threat. The second big threat, even bigger threat, is evangelical Christianity, or within all of the main churches, the main denominations, the true believers, the people that truly are committed to Christ. This is the big threat, and the forces of the kingdom of darkness are going to begin to target, already have started, but will continue to target and to persecute to the point of death these faithful Christian people in all the denominations, especially in evangelical Christianity. So now the Rothschilds eventually make their decision. And the decision is the Rockefeller family. John D. Rockefeller, son, and sons to be. This is the way the world operates. The world has always been ruled by families. Now, in the millennial kingdom, the Jewish people, the 12 children of Jacob, will be the families that will be the rulers of the world. It will be the center of the world. Will they rule in the sense of owning everything? No. But they will have a place which God said that Israel, at one point, the kingdom would be put into the hands, a coming kingdom, a world of righteousness would be put in the hands of the Jewish people. The nations of the world will exist, but the Jewish people would be the nation that would be the representatives of God on the earth, families. So eventually, the decision was made. Jesse James was wanted, and if his identity would have been exposed, his true identity, he would have been hung. So Jesse James wisely backed out, but then he declared who he was at the end of his life. I think it was in the late 40s or early 50s. Ralph Epperson gives the exact timelines for Jesse James / William Andrews Clark. Now, in the next program, we'll go more to what happened and began to happen in the late 1800s with the Rothschilds' new plan for the United States. Will it work? Well, we'll see. Podcasts are on thispresenttruth.com. My contact information is Rick Rodriguez, P.O. Box 872, Longmont, Colorado, 80502. And for now, the program is Trumpinator. And the next program most likely will be a different title, but it's going to be part one, part two. I will return. May the Lord Jesus open your eyes to the truth. I'll be back.